I'm on, you can hear me humming. That's a bit embarrassing. Good morning again, everyone. I'm Chris. If we haven't met, it's good to see you, good to meet you. And it's my privilege to open up God's Word again for us this morning. Just as I start, just a bit of an update, what I'm up to and what my family's up to. So it feels like I've only just started, but for the next month, for the month of April, I'm going out to Good News Church on the other side of the river there. I'm spending the month with them. I've got to preach every Sunday in April, which happens to be a five-Sunday month. And there's a Good Friday in there as well. So that'll be a good challenge for me. So please keep me in your prayers for next month, but also Good News as we head over there to spend some time with those guys. So we'll miss you guys. But we'll see you all back again at the start of May. As we come to God's Word, let me lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your Word. Thank you for revealing yourself to us and what you want of us as your people. Lord, that is such a good thing. You haven't kept secret, but you've shown us exactly who you are and what we are to be because of that. Father, this morning we pray that we will be equipped by your word and by your Holy Spirit to make the most of every opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. I woke up one Sunday morning a few weeks ago and my youngest son, Louis, he's five, woke up desperate to see a wild animal, like a Tasmanian devil or a spotted quoll or something, he said. So off we went to the bush. We got to the bush track, hopped out of the car, and three of my kids took off like a shot, running as fast as they could to get to the end of the track. They were totally oblivious to what was going on around them. Me and my daughter Mariah went more slowly, really looking, listening, and paying attention. We were trying to be aware of everything that was going on around us so that we had a chance of spotting this wild animal, the actual thing we'd set out to achieve. Lo and behold, about halfway down the track, Mariah and I came across an echidna out for a forage just a meter or so off the track. It was a really special experience for Mariah and I, but my other kids missed out. They were in such a rush to get to the end that they totally missed the thing we'd actually come to see. Now, I start with that story because it highlights to me how easy it is to be so preoccupied and consumed with wrong things that we miss what's really most important. We can go through life so fixated on our own goals, whatever they may be, or so consumed with our own worries that we're totally oblivious to what's really going on. Totally oblivious to what really matters. What God's doing in his world. We're continuing our series today on making the most of every opportunity. Last week, Graham reminded us that mission begins with prayer. If we want to make the most of every opportunity to share the gospel, we pray to God because only he can open doors. Today, we're continuing that idea as we move through Colossians 4, which says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful in it. We're going to see that if we're going to make the most of every opportunity, we need to be watchful because God's opening doors, whether we see it or not. We don't want to miss the opportunity when it comes. As we dig into this idea of being watchful, the first thing we need to do is clarify what we mean by watchful in the context of mission and making the most of every opportunity. Now, I've coached junior soccer for the past few years, and more than once, I've had to shout at a player to wake up because they're chasing butterflies or picking flowers when they should be ready. The ball could come their way at any second, and they need to be prepared. If they switch off, they're going to miss the ball when it comes their way. Really, that's what watchfulness is all about. Being alert, awake, switched on, ready for action at any second, because we expect God to be opening doors. In the context of mission, we're watchful for opportunities and open doors to share God's goodness and love. At Kingston Christian Reformed Church, we need to be watchful because we expect God to be opening the doors for the gospel in our community here in Kingborough. Now, when I say that, it's really easy for my mind to go straight to this lovely new building that we've got and stay there. If that's you as well, please don't limit yourself to thinking just of the new building. Now, undoubtedly, the new building will create opportunities. That's the whole reason we're building it. But I don't want us to limit ourselves just to that. I want to suggest that for many of us, that might not even be the primary opportunity we have. Definitely keep it in your mind. Definitely look for opportunities through that, but don't limit yourself to that. If you're a Christian, God is constantly presenting opportunities for you to share your faith. He's done it long before this building was ever conceptualized, and he'll continue to do it even if this building were to disappear. So keep your eyes opened. Now, for some people here, opportunities for the gospel are really obvious and clear. Praise God, make the most of them. But I suspect that's not most of us. Most of us probably feel like we don't have any clear opportunities coming our way. If that's you, I want to ask, is it possible that maybe the opportunities are there and you're just not seeing them? This is the second thing I want to highlight this morning, the reason we need to be watchful. We need to be watchful because naturally we're not watchful when it comes to God's work. Many of us are blind to it. The opportunities are there and we're just not seeing them. It's a little bit like when you buy a new car and all of a sudden you're spotting it everywhere. We all know it's not that the car's just suddenly appeared. You haven't suddenly had this profound influence on all your neighbours and they've gone and bought the same car. It was there all the time. You just weren't looking for it. Your eyes weren't attuned. But now that it's captured your attention, you can't miss it. You're awake to it. You're alert. The truth is, God's at work all the time. He always has been, and he always will be. He's opening doors for the gospel to spread. Paul told us as much in Colossians 1 verse 6. He said, "The gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing amongst you since the day you heard it." That's what the gospel does. It grows and bears fruit. It's happening here in Kingborough right now. The gospel is growing and it is bearing fruit. But our eyes aren't attuned to it. At least not as attuned as they could be. Why not? For some of us, it's because our attention is captured by other things. Family, friends, phones, work, school, uni assignments, holidays, cars, boats, the opposite sex, footy, fishing, all these things vying for our attention. We just simply don't notice the gospel opportunities. They don't capture our attention. We're otherwise preoccupied. There's others of us, though, who perhaps it's simply a case of not knowing what gospel opportunities look like. Maybe once we see one, it'll be like spotting our new car at every set of traffic lights. Let me run this scenario past you. Tomorrow, someone you know comes up to you and asks, "How was your weekend? What did you get up to?" What goes through your head at that moment? If you're anything like me, probably not much. You've got so much going on, you don't even really give it a second thought. So you say something like, "Nothing much, how about you?" But wait a second, I did do something important on Sunday. I went to church and heard a message that reminded me that God's at work constantly creating opportunities for the gospel. Was that an opportunity I just had? Maybe, but it didn't even cross my mind. My eyes weren't attuned. Granted, it may not be a huge opportunity, but we want to make the most of every opportunity, even the little ones. It was at least an opportunity to say something about my faith. Maybe I could have simply said, "My weekend was really good. I went to church and I was reminded that God is at work creating opportunities for the good news about his son Jesus to spread to the whole world. How was your weekend?" That's being watchful. Recognizing an opportunity, even a small one, and making the most of it. It's scary. It's a little bit awkward and unnatural. And maybe nothing will come of such a small comment. But maybe everything will come of it. Maybe now that I've said that, now that I've spoken up, this person will know I'm a Christian and I'm willing to talk about my faith. And maybe it will lead to a string of interactions and conversations that ultimately leads to this person following Jesus. Is it worth the awkwardness? Here's another one that happened to me recently. I met someone for the first time who doesn't yet follow Jesus. This person casually dropped in the conversation that our families should get together sometime for a barbecue. But I wasn't being very watchful, and I said something like, "Yeah, we should." And the conversation moved on. That was an opportunity. Sure, in that instance, it wasn't an opportunity to share the gospel, but it was an opportunity to progress and deepen the friendship. If I'm deliberate and prepared, who knows what might happen around the dinner table? Very rarely do opportunities for the gospel present themselves to us as someone we don't know coming up and saying, "How do I become a Christian?" That does happen, but far more often it's through the context of the relationships we've already got that God works. And it's a long game. We need to be watchful so that we don't miss the opportunities. I guess the question for us is, how can we be watchful so that we notice open doors for the gospel? How can it become for us that those opportunities so capture our attention that we're spotting them like our new car in every car park? And this is the third and final thing we're going to talk about this morning. How we can be watchful. Now, I worked at a school camp for a little while, and one of the jobs I had was pool lifeguard. That's a job where clearly you need to be watchful. In order to be watchful, I needed to put myself in a position where I was going to spot dangers as they arose and be able to respond quickly when they did. That meant standing up in an elevated position, away from distractions, with my swimmers on, ready to go. That's what I'm talking about here. How can we put ourselves in a position to spot the opportunities God's presenting and act on them when they do. I've come up with 5 things that might help us out. 1, talk openly about your faith and what it means in your life. It's really easy if you're a Christian to allow yourself to go undetected, to just keep quiet and avoid conversations that may out you. But if we want to see people coming to Jesus in this church and we want to be making the most of every opportunity, people need to know that you are a Christian. Start small. Start by telling someone you go to church when you're talking about what you do with your spare time. Don't be ashamed to offer to pray for people when they're going through some sort of crisis. When you have people over for dinner, pray before you eat, just like you would if they weren't there. Do your devotion, if that's what you do, after dinner. Let them see you're a Christian and what it means in your life. By making yourself known, you put yourself in a position for people to come to you. It's surprising, but even in our culture today, when people face a crisis, whether it be sickness or death or a struggle with parenting or their marriage or something similar, they still seem happy to seek out Christians and talk to us. If your friends don't know you're a Christian, if the people you know don't know you're a Christian, they can't come to you. You'll miss the opportunity. 2, recognize that every conversation is an opportunity to share God's goodness and love. Now, that's not to say that you'll necessarily share God's goodness and love in every conversation, but it is to say expect an opportunity to arise. Jesus said, if the owner of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. It's true, isn't it? Far too often we're caught off guard because we weren't expecting an opportunity to present itself. God works in unexpected and surprising ways. Every conversation is an opportunity to share God's goodness and love. If we expect an opportunity for the gospel in every conversation, we'll be far less surprised when it occurs and far more likely to take the opportunities God presents. 3, be prepared for when an opportunity does present itself. Be prepared with some personal stories about how following Jesus has made a difference in your life, how it's made a difference to the way you work, to the way you raise your kids, how you think about retirement, how you think about dating, how you deal with stress. Have a couple of go-to stories about Jesus that resonate with you that you can share with people as situations arise. Maybe the story of the tax collector going home justified and not the Pharisee, for people who are burdened by guilt. You could tell people about how Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, for people who might be just worn out and exhausted. Maybe people grappling with death, you could talk about how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. There's heaps, but have something ready to go so that when the opportunity arises, you can make the most of it. Have a gospel presentation that works for you ready so that you're clear on what the gospel actually is and so that you can share it clearly if and when the opportunity arises. 2 ways to live is a well-known one that lots of people go to. I personally don't use 2 ways to live because it's drawing-based, and my secret shame is I'm an absolutely terrible drawer. So I use one that's word-based. 4 simple words that act as prompts for me to share the gospel. God, man, Jesus, response. God is the creator of everyone and everything. Because he's our creator, we should worship and obey him. Man, all people, men and women, though created good, are sinful by nature. We're all hostile toward our loving creator. We don't worship and obey him, and therefore we're subject to his wrath. Jesus, who is fully God and fully man, lived a sinless life, died on the cross to bear God's wrath in the place of all who believe in him, and rose from the grave in order to give his people eternal life. Response: God calls everyone, everywhere, to turn from their sins and trust in Jesus in order to be saved. When a door opens to share what Christianity is all about and what Jesus is all about, I'm ready to go. Be ready to invite people to things. Invite them to your house for a meal. Keep it clean. Do the vacuuming. Have something in the fridge that you can get out and cook up, so when the opportunity arises, you can take it. If you've been already talking to someone a bit and you want to progress the conversation to the next level, but you don't know how to, get out of the friend zone, Christianly speaking, invite them to Exploring Jesus. It's here every Tuesday night, 7:30. Bring them along and I'll help you talk to your friends about Jesus and what he's all about. Invite them to church. Now, I know that sounds like a big step, but honestly, if they already know you're a Christian, they probably know you go to church, and they won't be surprised when you invite them to come along. Even if they say no, it's unlikely to damage the relationship, and at least you'll have some clarity about where God's up to with them. Who knows, they might even say yes. And if they do say yes, they get to come along and see for themselves the fullest expression of God's kingdom here on earth. We often don't realize it, those of us who sit here every week, but there is nothing this side of heaven like it. And it gives a reflection, sometimes a dim reflection, but a reflection of what we can expect in heaven. A new people gathered around Jesus, singing his praises. In church, people have the opportunity to see and experience the love and joy, welcome and compassion of God as Christ's body, his church, gathers to worship him. God draws people to himself through weekly worship, even if it seems unlikely to us. So invite people and see what God does. Take the opportunity. 4, listen well. A lot of opportunities we're presented with are actually going to come to us through our ears. So we need to listen. Listen like Jesus, with genuine love, more concern for people than for winning arguments. Listen before speaking, with patient compassion. And 5, pray. We come full circle back to prayer from last week. Prayer and watchfulness are inextricably linked. In our text in Colossians 4, prayer is the focus of the watchfulness that Paul is talking about. He says, be devoted in prayer, being watchful in it. That's what he's talking about. It's prayer that he's talking about. The nature of devoted prayer which Paul commands is watchful prayer, expectant prayer. We have this amazing relationship with a God who saves lives, including our own. And we have this immense privilege of being able to talk to the God who can open doors for the gospel at any time, in any place, with anyone. If prayer is to be watchful, we should pray expecting him to answer. Pray for open doors, expecting that they will be opened, and then watching for signs of God's action, ready to make the most of every opportunity. It's important for us to remember as we pray like this, though, that it's God who's sovereign, not us. If we pray like this, he's going to open doors. But it may not be the doors we expect or even the doors we want. He may bring people to our doorstep who we have no idea what to do with. And that's awesome. Being watchful means being ready to make the most of every opportunity, even the ones that are inconvenient to us. I want to conclude today with a challenge for every one of us. My challenge is for you to pray personally for an opportunity. If you haven't done it yet, pray for an opportunity to out yourself as a Christian to people who don't yet know that you are. Pray for an opportunity to mention Jesus, to mention church, something that reveals who you really are. If you've already done that, pray for an opportunity to share a story about how Jesus has affected your life with a friend. Pray for an opportunity to invite someone you know to church. Pray for an opportunity to share the message of the gospel with a friend who hasn't heard it before. Pray and be watchful to see how God acts. Be alert, be awake. And when he answers, tell someone in the church. It's a great encouragement to all of us to hear testimonies of God's work, and it will help us all better recognize opportunities. It will help us all to attune our eyes as we hear what God's up to. Even if it goes badly, tell someone so we can encourage each other as we seek to make the most of every opportunity. As Kingston Christian Reformed Church, let's be watchful together, because we know God is opening the doors for the gospel, and we want to make the most of every opportunity for the sake of Jesus. Amen. Matt King is going to come up now and lead us in a time of prayer.